All comments, views, and opinions expressed during the following program do not reflect the views of this station. All topics discussed are meant for educational purposes only. Talk with your doctor before starting any new treatments. Welcome to Tell the Truth Faster, hosted by Stuart Altshuler, marriage and family therapist. Stay tuned to find out how you can open your mind to new possibilities in life.
Welcome to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altshuler. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist in Los Angeles, and this is a show where every week we deal with issues relating to our mental health, and from a holistic perspective, which means mental health, emotional health, physical health, spiritual health. It's all part of the same, because it's all part of the same being. And the idea of my own approach, being a more holistic practitioner, is to help people become more conscious and more aware of the dynamics that are going on in our thoughts, in our emotions, and in our physical bodies, so that we can integrate them and create a sense of balance. Tonight, for those of you who've been listening to the earlier show, and had been calling in, you need to know it was a pre-recorded show. So a lot of the questions and calls you may have had in the previous hour tonight. Hopefully you're still listening. Tonight's show with me, Stuart Altshuler, Tell the Truth Faster, is live. And I do welcome your calls and participation. Unfortunately, the 800 lines, the 877 lines, are not working this evening. But you can call in if you're local in Phoenix, or even calling and willing to call long distance with your question or comments. The phone number is area code 602-277-5369. 602-277-5369, or KFNX. So, welcome to the show. And tonight's topic, I will not be having a guest tonight, so I hope some of you will be calling in, is the fifth show, the fifth time I've done a show on intimacy and relationships. It's one that people keep listening to on my website, and I keep getting comments, and it's always a relevant and timely topic, because all of us are dealing with relationships, or lack of intimacy, or a lack of, and there's always room to grow, and hopefully you have that attitude. Over the years, I've been doing workshops. In fact, I do a 10-hour seminar on intimacy, and I'm actually going to start by talking a little bit about some of the definitions and approaches I take in that seminar. And in that, I talk about intimacy as not necessarily about having a mate or a partner, a husband, wife, lover, boyfriend, girlfriend, as much as it is about speaking the truth in all of your relationships so as to eliminate any barriers to love and understanding. Okay, I'm going to say that again. Intimacy is not necessarily about having a partner, as much as it is about speaking the truth in all your relationships so as to eliminate any barriers to love and understanding. And that gets us to the title of my show each week, To Tell the Truth Faster. Telling the truth faster to yourself, to God, or however you want to define a higher power, and to another person when appropriate, is the quickest way I know of to achieve intimacy in our lives. Now, I define intimacy in a particular way. My definition of intimacy is that intimacy is an expression of our natural desire for connection. Intimacy is an expression of our natural desire for connection. The key words in this definition are natural and connection. Now, the most natural and intimate connection any of us have ever had was when we were in the womb, connected to our mothers through an umbilical cord. From the moment we came out of that womb and the cord was cut, we've spent the rest of our lives searching for that deep or intense physical connection again. And at the same time, we're forced to deal with the guilt and the shame that we've been taught that we even have the desire for that kind of connection again. Emotional traumas, abuse, and our perception of abandonment and loss all help us build protective barriers that only serve to keep us disconnected. Our fear of connection or our fear of intimacy creates a constant sense of separation that becomes very familiar. I'll say that again. Our fear of connection or intimacy creates a constant sense of separation that becomes very familiar. Familiarity tricks us into thinking that we are safe when we're separate or disconnected because it becomes so familiar, that sense of not having that connection, that after a while it becomes so familiar that it feels like the only safe place to be, which means that we get into these patterns of any time love or intimacy comes into our lives or is offered to us, it's so uncomfortable because it's so unfamiliar in today that we end up sabotaging, we end up running from it, or we think just this, something's wrong, something doesn't feel right here, when what's being offered to us is exactly what we desire, because intimacy is a natural desire, and the state of intimacy or connection is a natural state of being, just like it was in the womb when we had that umbilical cord between us and our mother. Now, there is a difference when we're talking about intimacy. We're also talking about difference between love and romance. Okay, when we're talking about a primary relationship. But we're going to stay for a minute on intimacy in general. One of my teachers, especially one of my rebirthing teachers, Sandra Ray, in one of her earlier works, Loving Relationships, she talks about, and there's a whole weekend training called the Loving Relationships Training, which I've talked about it on the show many times. In fact, Sandra was on the show a while back. The way Sandra approaches it, which I totally agree with, is we're in relationship with everything in our lives. We're in relationship with our body. We're in relationship with our homes or apartments. We're in relationship with our car. We're in relationship with money. We're in relationship with family, friends. We're in relationship with the environment around us. And we tend to demonstrate the same patterns of relationship in all of that. I mean, if you look at how you keep your car, is it a mess? Is it cluttered inside? Is it constantly breaking down? Do you drive the most wonderful, expensive car you can so that the only thing people see is your car? Do you hear what I'm saying in this? That if you take a look at your car and it's a mess inside, constantly having accidents, never keeping it running properly, it tends to reflect how you maintain relationships in a lot of other arenas and even within your own self. If you drive something that you use as your front, as your beard, as the image that you're trying to project, and that's part of your ego, is that car is an extension of your ego, then you probably tend to show up in relationships as a front, with a facade, with something that you think you need to do in order to impress people other than just be yourself and connect from the heart and be honest and tell the truth. Now, to me, more than anything, the most important factor in expressing a higher level of intimacy is learning to tell the truth faster. Hence the name of my show. Moving through the fears, angers, and discomfort by realizing them quickly is a tool that keeps us clear and more in present time and always connected. Now, what I'm describing here is beyond sex, but it is making love. Sex is just one way of making love, expressing our natural desire for connection, or expressing it as a form of making love in any form, creates a sense of union instead of separation. Now, when a person is willing to see this as such, this moving towards a deeper state of intimacy or union in one's life, it allows for a deeper spiritual connection. It brings a deeper sense of peace, a more profound sense of safety, and returns us to a familiar time of innocence, like back to that womb, back to that umbilical cord. A time even when we were newborn, before the fearful adults around us had time to impose their limits on a child's natural connection with spirit. Now, we've never lost this innocence, this natural connection with spirit. And it's not as hard as you think to learn how to eliminate the things that keep us disconnected from it. It only takes a willingness to start the learning process. I'm going to say that again. It only takes willingness to start the learning process. And to me, that's what therapy is about. That's what all of our inner work is about, is getting to that place where we can see our fears, we could see the things that keep us disconnected from spirit, from our hearts, from one another. Once you're willing to see that something's there, even if you can't identify it yet, then the learning process and the growing process and the healing process can begin. So with all that being said, we're going to take a break right now, and we'll be back in a few minutes and hopefully take some phone calls. So stay tuned.
Tell the truth faster. We'll be right back after this station break.
Is life making you so anxious and stressed out that any minute now you feel as though you will explode? Let Stuart Altshuler help you. As a practicing California licensed marriage and family therapist who uses a holistic approach, he's here for you every Wednesday as he hosts To Tell the Truth Faster. During the program, Stuart Altshuler will explore ways to help you towards improving your life by identifying the truth about who you are and accessing your courage to change and grow. Tell the Truth Faster, Wednesdays 10 to 11 p.m. only on Hot Talk 1100 KFNX.
I'm Tim Paulson, co-host of Good Vibrations, a new thought-provoking hour on Hot Talk 1100 every Saturday afternoon at 3. On Good Vibrations, we'll interview today's top writers, bringing you inspired views on life, success, and relationships. Good Vibrations can help you to achieve your goals and perhaps feel a little lighter and happier along the way. Join us for Good Vibrations every Saturday afternoon at 3, right here on AM 1100 KFNX.
Echo Magazine keeps you up to date on gay and lesbian issues and events that should matter to everyone. This award-winning bi-weekly magazine provides news, features, and editorials that are written almost entirely by locally based professional journalists. Plus, their website, www.echomag.com, is updated daily with hot news and information. Distributed at over 150 newsstands, street boxes, bars, and businesses, Echo Magazine keeps Arizona's GLBT community connected with news, arts and entertainment, health, and more. Echo Magazine is also a proud sponsor and participant of the Joe Amico Radio Show on AM 1100 KFNX. Tune in Thursday evenings at 10 for the Echo Magazine Weekly News Update. For more information on how to get your free copy of Echo Magazine, call 602-266-0550 or go to their website at www.echomag.com. That's 602-266-0550 or visit echomag.com.
Talk to our expert hosts. Call toll-free 877-900-5369. In the Phoenix area, call 602-277-KFNX.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altshuler.
Somewhere over
Welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altshuler, and tonight's show is live call-in show. So if you're listening and you want to ask a question, or if you have some issues in your own relationship that you want to deal with on the air, we've done it before and be glad to do it again. And don't worry, I'll be gentle with you. And the number is, unfortunately, the toll-free line is not working tonight, so if you're calling from outside Phoenix, you still need to call the local line, which is 602-277-5369. So feel free to call. So tonight we're talking about intimacy and relationships, and it was really interesting. I was actually hanging out in a waiting room today, and Ricky Lake was on the TV in the waiting room that I was in. And the topic today was overweight women who are angry with their boyfriends or husbands because the husband or the man is not able to see beyond the excess weight that the woman's carrying and see the magnificence inside them. And they feel hurt, they feel abused, they feel abandoned, and to this day I can never imagine why people go on these shows and embarrass and humiliate themselves the way they do most of the time. But occasionally a good point is made. And I really do agree that physical beauty is one thing and internal beauty is another. And I've clearly seen people that would not necessarily be my image of an ideal, physically beautiful person, but there was such a glow coming from within them in terms of their own sense of joy and life. Their own sense of love for life, their own sense of love and peace and connectedness and stuff, that there was just an amazing glow and an amazing attraction to these individuals. And the whole conflict, of course, on the show had to do with the physical beauty and stuff. And in my opinion, everyone's entitled to the erotic objects of their own attraction. But they need to be honest and not get involved with, you know, people that they're not attracted with and lead people on and hurt them that way. And there are people who are attracted to all types of people. You know, some people like guys with beards, some people like guys without beards, some people like men or women who, you know, have excess weight in terms of, you know, beyond what might be the norm. Some people are attracted to very skinny people, you know. Some people, if they're not buff bodies or totally in shape women or whatever, they're not interested. Some people don't find that attractive at all, you know. I think it's what keeps it, I think it's our self-esteem that keeps us stuck in a relationship that is not feeding us. I think it's our own belief systems of what we deserve or what's possible that gets us attracted to people in the first place that are not going to feed us and allow us a healthy expression of our own love for them. There is a therapist who writes in a column, in a magazine here in L.A., it's actually for the gay community here, called In Los Angeles Magazine. And in the August, actually it's an old article from September of 2000, her name is Bethany Marshall, and she has a practice in Beverly Hills in Pasadena, and she writes this column. And I love her columns. In fact, I'm going to try and get her on the show at some point. But her columns are so good that I end up keeping a lot of them for reference, like I'm using this one tonight. And she titles this article, A Shopping List for for a healthy male. Now, of course, this is in a gay newspaper, so that's the approach she takes it, but she has 21 things to take note of when building a quality relationship. And I'm going to read these things and discuss them, as many as I can get through tonight, in a more neutral thing, whether it's about men or women, these things apply. And I think it's important for you to think, if you're listening right now, think about the relationship you're in right now, or if you're not in one, the last one. Or, if you've never been in one, why? Think about the things in this relationship that work for you, that you feel are loving and nurturing and healthy, as opposed to the things in this relationship that don't work for you, or that cause you distress. But you stay there, and is it because you feel this is the way a relationship is supposed to be? Is it because it's similar to what you grew up with, seeing your parents' relationship? Or is it because of the thoughts and beliefs you have in your own head that say, I'm not lovable, I'm not worthy? You know, so you end up attracting men or women that will agree with that and treat you as such. This is basic. Thought is creative, metaphysics. You know, if you really hold the beliefs that you don't deserve love, or you deserve to be abandoned or criticized, or that you're doing that to yourself constantly, you will attract people who will go into agreement with that, and those will be the type of relationships that you will tend to have. So Bethany Marshall, who is a therapist here in Los Angeles, puts together this shopping list. And basically it's about what healthy people are like. And I read through this, and I don't think there's one here that I can disagree with. The first one, a healthy person will not treat you like an object. They will respect the varied nature of your personality. They will understand that you have feelings and needs of your own, and they are capable of looking beyond what you can provide and exploring what they can give in return. Now, obviously, this is someone who's not narcissistic, who's not self-centered and selfish. This is somebody who really knows that their needs are important as well as yours, and for a healthy relationship, that there has to be a give and take. The second thing is, a healthy person will see you for who you are rather than who they wish you could be. I'm going to read that again. A healthy person will see you for who you are rather than who they wish you could be. They won't put you in a box, and they will resist asking you to conform to expectations that are not realistic. Now think for a minute. Is this something that you've done to other people? Gotten in relationships with someone because of who you think you can make them into, or their potential? Or as soon as the commitment is made, you start trying to make changes? Has someone done this to you? And do you keep going back for more? The third one, healthy people create emotionally and financially supportive households in which mutual goals are defined, discussed, and obtained, utilizing the best of everyone's talents. Again, I'm going to read that over. Goals are defined, discussed, and obtained, utilizing the best of everyone's talents. Again, I'm going to read that over. Healthy people create mutual obtained. Utilize goals are defined, discussed, and obtained utilizing the best of everyone's talents. How many of you grew up in a household where the man made all the financial decisions, or the woman? How many of you have a household now where all of that falls into the arena of one of the individuals in the relationship, and the other person has no say-so? How many of you are in households or have known households that you grew up in where the finances were so out of balance that the money was doled out to the other, and that the person who was the quote-unquote breadwinner used it as a power vehicle. Think about that while we go for break, and we're going to continue talking about healthy relationships, intimacy, and relationships when we come back. Stay tuned.
Tell the truth faster. We'll be right back after this station break.
Is life making you so anxious and stressed out that any minute now you feel as though you will explode? Let Stuart Altshuler help you. As a practicing California licensed marriage and family therapist who uses a holistic approach, he's here for you every Wednesday as he hosts To Tell the Truth Faster. During the program, Stuart Altshuler will explore ways to help you towards improving your life by identifying the truth about who you are and accessing your courage to change and grow. Tell the Truth Faster, Wednesdays 10 to 11 p.m. only on Hot Talk 1100 KFNX.
If you want to know more about how your pet thinks and what makes it behave the way it does, if you want your pet to work with you as a team member, then you need the Animal Coaching Newsletter. It's all about turning every animal into the perfect companion, and it covers all species. There's funny stories, there's tips and tricks to making life better for you and your pets. It comes with a very attractive three-ring binder and 12 issues to put inside. The 12 issues, the binder, and all the shipping and handling costs are included, and one low price of just $38. MasterCard and Visa orders, call this toll-free number, 877-627-6227. And it's guaranteed. Don't like it? Just ask for your money back. Get started today learning more about the fascinating world of the animals and how they fit into the world of humans. Call 877-627-6227. That's 877-627-6227.
For the homeless, the summer heat can be life-threatening.
Me and my girlfriend, we was sleeping behind a building for 9 days and nine nights. And in them 9 days and nine nights, we ate one time. My throat almost closed up because we wasn't drinking that much water. And we just drawed up, just like a prune. We didn't want to ask nobody because we were trying to hide from being homeless. And that whole time, we were like skeletons. I mean, we was down to where we could have just literally died out there.
This summer, the Phoenix Rescue Mission will continue to serve the needs of the poor and homeless. But unfortunately, food donations in the summer normally fall to alarming levels. We can use your help by donating canned goods and non-perishable food items, including bottled drinking water. Please organize an office food drive or make an individual donation to the Phoenix Rescue Mission. Just drop off donations to the mission, 1801 South 35th Avenue, or call to arrange pickup, 602-233-3000. Thanks.
Join Dr. Carol Lee as she hosts Choices, Calvary Guiding Light every Thursday night from 11 to 12 p.m. Dr. Carol will talk about life's issues everyone can relate to. Upcoming shows will focus on education, intimacy in relationships, prayer, faith, and healing. Do you often question yourself and the choices you make in today's chaotic world? Learn what you can do to help yourself choose the right path. Again, that's Choices Calvary Guiding Light, Thursday at 11, right here on Hot Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Here's your current Hot Talk, 1100 KFNX weather forecast.
All right, Phoenix, a great Wednesday evening. Ryan here with your KFNX Valley weather. Today we had a high of 103 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy and dusty with a 20% chance of showers. Lows into the mid-80s. Currently around the state, 70 in Flagstaff, 83 in Tucson. And at 10:31, 92 degrees right here at KFNX Cave Creek, Phoenix.
Hot Talk, 1100 KFNX Cave Creek, Phoenix. A division of North American Broadcasting Company.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altshuler.
Welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altshuler, and tonight's topic, we're talking about relationships, intimacy issues, and actually referring to an article written by Bethany Marshall, who's a marriage and family therapist here in the Los Angeles area. It's an article she wrote a couple of years ago in Los Angeles Magazine, which actually goes out to the GLBT community here in Los Angeles. And while the article is written in terms of men's relationships, everything she writes here pertains to whether you're gay, lesbian, heterosexual, bisexual, transgender, doesn't matter. These are relevancies in everyone's lives. And we were talking about the third issue, and I remind you that this is a live call-in show, and if you are so inclined to contribute, or if you have some personal issues in your own relationships you want to discuss or ask some questions about, the number is 602-277-5369, 602-277-KFNX. And unfortunately, the toll-free line isn't working tonight, so if you're outside of Phoenix and still want to contribute, you still need to call that number. So the last thing we were talking about had to do with healthy people create emotionally and financially supportive households in which mutual goals are defined, discussed, and obtained utilizing the best of everyone's talents. Now, I think it's also important to take a look at how many people's egos are bruised if one person's bringing in the money and the other one's not, or one is making a lot more than the other partner in a relationship. And we actually have a caller, so I believe it's Ruben.
Yes.
Hi, Ruben. How you doing?
Oh, pretty good.
Good. Where are you calling from tonight?
I'm calling from Phoenix, Arizona.
Well, I'm glad you called into the show tonight. What can I do for you?
Well, at this time, I was listening to your show, and I have a situation similar, or maybe it's my interpretation. I think my wife and the child, well, the adult child, 21, and
son or a daughter?
It's a stepson.
Okay.
Has entered our marriage to a point where it's causing a great difficulty. He has, is destroying our marriage due to the mother is an enabler to him, to his needs and so forth. I did something which I crossed the path of not telling her the situation that arose between me and him, and ordered a order of protection.
Like a restraining order?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Due to the fact of his violent nature.
Uh-huh.
In the past.
Are there drugs and alcohol involved?
There was.
Okay.
He's clean since, hopefully.
How long has he been clean?
To my knowledge, approximately 6 to 8 months.
Okay.
He's been with us for a year. At this time, we went to court because he had a hearing upon hearing the untruth statements that I made toward the order of protection. At this time, we appeared, the mother brought the son, and I went, due to the fact I am, at this time, visually impaired.
Mm-hmm.
I took the bus, a handicap bus, to the court system, and we all stated our statements, true and untrue. Basically, the mother has sided with the son.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, again, I heard your umbilical cord situation.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I'm in the island of solitude where I feel everyone's against me.
Mm-hmm.
Family members, church, and so forth. But that's my feelings. Those are my... I did wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not. I probably had what they call a situation where the camel broke the...
brother broke the camel's
exactly.
back.
Exactly. I stepped into something that I should have maybe been doing in the past, and that is inform the mother the son has verbally abused me,
mm-hmm.
has threatened me with words, nothing that bad, except he has developed a pattern of violent nature, erupting, childlike style.
Okay. How long have you been married to his mother?
1 year and 1 month.
So it's a fairly recent
yes.
relationship. Were you together for a long time before the marriage?
About approximately 8 months.
So you're together about 2 years?
Yes.
And had you known the steps on most of that time?
Yes. Now, that's where, when we were dating, I have noticed this situation was that in her household.
Mm-hmm.
And that was mentioned because of the dates that we decided to have marriage involved. Well, we did talk about the situation, and she says, yeah, I understand changes need to be made.
Mm-hmm.
Due to the fact I raised my kids, she has a daughter also,
mm-hmm.
I raised my kids single parent.
Right.
There was no male dominance in the home
mm-hmm.
other than himself.
Okay.
I entered the picture, and now I'm at this stage where we are not speaking. It's approximately 2 weeks now.
He's still living in the same house?
Exactly.
All three of you?
What's that?
All three of you?
No, absolutely not. He's been extracted
okay.
from the home and living with a sister.
Okay.
At this time, I feel, due to the fact we are adults, we need to communicate.
Mm-hmm.
We do. Well, I still love her, and I'm sure she has feelings for me, but right now there's anger.
Right.
And we discussed that, and she has displayed an anger the way I handled the situation.
Mm-hmm.
I should have, could have called her at work so mm-hmm. she can come and talk to him.
Right.
That's been going on too long, I said.
Excuse me, sir. Go ahead.
We're in the final stage. Oh, excuse me. We're in the entering a stage of divorce.
Uh-huh.
That's how serious it has been. At this time, I have called a clergyman, some third-party figure, to come to the home to discuss counseling to both of us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we're at this time.
Well, that's actually exactly where I was going to go with it, because it sounds to me like you still love her.
Yeah,
exactly. And that you're right about the umbilical cord thing. It's hard for her to all of a sudden have another man kind of instructing her how to raise her son. And my guess is if this is a kid that's had a lot of problems and stuff, that she's feeling maybe a bit inadequate as a parent, feeling embarrassed that this is how her son's turned out, and probably very sensitive to criticism about it. And may need to be able to acknowledge the fact that, you know, she did the best that she can.
And maybe you need
to be able to acknowledge that to her, and definitely feel like, whether it's clergy or a licensed psychotherapist or whatever, obviously the son needs that kind of help also. But basically, it's about you and your wife being able to be honest with each other and to be able to make whatever apologies you need to, but also to set boundaries that will work if you're going to keep the relationship together. Boundaries as to where the son comes in, and you need to be honest with her completely about how he's treated you and what's gone on, because my guess is if he's an addict, there's a lot of issues he's not dealing with, a lot of repressed emotions that come up now that he's not using and not numbing. Just staying clean doesn't mean he's dealing with a lifetime of a lot of his own pain. And there's probably a great deal in there. So I hope that's somewhat helpful, Ruben, and I wish you a lot of luck. And you're in my thoughts, okay? Thanks for calling.
I thank you.
Okay, we're going to take a break here. And thanks, Ruben, for calling. And we'll be back in a few minutes.
Tell the truth faster. We'll be right back after this station break.
Is life making you so anxious and stressed out that any minute now you feel as though you will explode? Let Stuart Altshuler help you. As a practicing California licensed marriage and family therapist who uses a holistic approach, he's here for you every Wednesday as he hosts To Tell the Truth Faster. During the program, Stuart Altshuler will explore ways to help you towards improving your life by identifying the truth about who you are and accessing your courage to change and grow. Tell the Truth Faster, Wednesdays 10 to 11 p.m. only on Hot Talk 1100 KFNX.
Get quality counseling you deserve with the experience and expertise of Joe Amico Counseling and Consultation Services. Joe is a skilled therapist and presenter with over 15 years of working with addictions. presenting at national conferences, and training professionals on alcohol, drugs, and sex addiction. As the former director of Pride Institute, Joe is nationally renowned for his work on sexual orientation and identity issues. Joe can help to improve your self-esteem and coach you towards achieving your life goals. Call to schedule an appointment with Joe or ask about Joe's workshops and presentations. Dial 602-284-2191.
Join Dr. Carol Lee as she hosts Choices, Calvary Guiding Light every Thursday night from 11 to 12 p.m. Dr. Carol will talk about life's issues everyone can relate to. Upcoming shows will focus on education, intimacy in relationships, prayer, faith, and healing. Do you often question yourself in the choices you make in today's chaotic world? Learn what you can do to help yourself choose the right path. Again, that's Choices Calvary Guiding Light, Thursday at 11, right here on Hot Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Here's John Whitehead.
For 51 years, a Tennessee elementary school has held Bible classes for its students, believing the good book was the best way to promote good character. But last year, a federal judge put an end to the classes, declaring the school officials had acted with both purpose and effect to endorse and advance religion in the public schools. The point of law is our First Amendment. The right to keep the government from promoting one religion over another is one of your first liberties.
For a free book about your first liberties, call toll-free 888-287-1787.
The best talk in the valley. Hot Talk 1100 AM, KFNX.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altshuler.
Welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altshuler. And tonight's topic is intimacy in relationships. And I want to thank our caller, Ruben, for calling in. And he brought up some very important issues. There is a bond that develops, for better or worse, when parents are raising children. And sometimes it's a very dysfunctional one, sometimes it's a very healthy one. But when there is a system set up in a family and everybody's accustomed to playing certain roles, even if it's the role is the black sheep, or the role is the rescuer or the savior in the family and stuff. Everybody kind of over years takes on these roles and characteristics, and very often it's a subconscious thing, an unspoken thing, but they take them on nevertheless. And, you know, Ruben was talking about at somewhere around age 19, the stepson all of a sudden had this man come into the house or into their lives. And especially when you're talking about an addict, doesn't deal with change very well. So I can imagine some reactionary stuff going on there. Of course, you know, we need to be realistic. We're only hearing Ruben's observation in the situation, not the sons, not the wives. But I can guarantee that if there's addiction in the house, that things were said that were hurtful, things were done that were chaotic and very dramatic, and there is healing to be done. And I think if people stay with it, if they remember that the love is there between Ruben and his wife, if the two of them can do this with a third party, whether it's a clergy member, whether it's a therapist, but it needs to be somebody that is objective and not making judgments towards one or the other, so that they are really helping to create dialogue, teaching them how to listen to one another, to be sensitive to the fears and the pain that each of them are in. You know, Ruben talked about his own disability being visually impaired. You know, there's a lot of things that come with that. And, you know, his wife raising two kids as a single mother, and, you know, having problems with at least one of them, there's a lot of issues that come up with something like that. So it's going to take some sensitivity and some patience and some willingness to really own your own responsibility in the situation and not just look for the other one to point blame. That's where the healing can come in. So I really put Ruben and his wife and the stepson and the stepdaughter in my thoughts and prayers, and ask all of you to do the same. and glad that they took the step to get some outside counsel. So we're talking here tonight also. I was going through, and obviously I won't get through all 21 items here, but I'm glad that where we got started triggered some interest in Ruben, and I'm sure others are thinking too. Feel free to call in. We're talking about a shopping list for healthy relationships. And the fourth one is healthy people generate some positive with their lives. Healthy people generate some positive with their lives. They create things that are of use to both themselves and others, whether it is through education, art, or business. In other words, their goals are not just selfish, not just to their own financial gain or personal gain or ego boosting or anything like that. That a healthy person that you're looking for in a relationship or looking to be for somebody in a relationship, somebody that sees the bigger picture and sees yourself as a part of something greater, and that we're all a part of that puzzle, and we're here to help heal what's going on in our own lives, in our own relationships, in our own communities, and in the world in general. Obviously, if everyone had that attitude, there would be a lot less of the killing and fear and terrorism going on the planet. Now, another thing that Bethany Marshall talks about in her article is because healthy people are generative, they will also be proud of your accomplishments. They will encourage you to create something with your life. A healthy person will revel in your success, be happy for you, and motivate you. In other words, there won't be this unhealthy competition or put down where one person has to feel like they're the achiever and they're the one getting all the glory and the other one's just in the background, that both people can express themselves in the world and do good things in the world and succeed in the world in different ways, so that it's not a competition, that both are seen as equally encouraging and equally valuable to the world around them and to the relationship. Healthy people are naturally curious. They explore new activities and ideas. They listen, and they will have a genuine interest in you and your interests that doesn't fade over time. In other words, they really see the uniqueness in who they are, in who you are, as well as themselves. So we're going to take our last break here and come back with some closing thoughts tonight, so stay tuned.
Tell the truth faster. We'll be right back after this station break.
Stuart Altschuler, a licensed practicing psychotherapist since 1974, wants to let you know about his website at www.tellthetruthfaster.com. You will find the resources you need in these areas: self-empowerment, positive thinking, attention deficit disorder, individual and group HIV/AIDS counseling, addictions and compulsive behavior, intimacy and relationships. Get the information you need on these topics and more. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com. There's even a place to email Stuart with your questions, comments, and requests for information regarding his work. At www.tellthetruthfaster.com, you can find additional links for groups, organizations, and websites dedicated to help you identify and heal the issues you are experiencing. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com today.
Echo Magazine keeps you up to date on gay and lesbian issues and events that should matter to everyone. This award-winning bi-weekly magazine provides news, features, and editorials that are written almost entirely by locally based professional journalists. Plus, their website, www.echomag.com, is updated daily with hot news and information. Distributed at over 150 newsstands, street boxes, bars, and businesses,
Echo Magazine keeps Arizona's GLBT community connected with news, arts and entertainment, health, and more. Echo Magazine is also a proud sponsor and participant of the Joe Amico Radio Show on AM 1100 KFNX. Tune in Thursday evenings at 10 for the Echo Magazine Weekly News Update. For more information on how to get your free copy of Echo Magazine, call 602-266-0550 or go to their website at www.echomag.com. That's 602-266-0550 or visit echomag.com.
IMUS, Lycus, the best talk in the valley. Hot Talk 1100 AM, KFNX.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altshuler.
Okay, welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster, and we're going to go right to a caller. His name's Steve. Do we have Steve on the line?
Hi.
Steve?
Yes.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Really enjoying your show.
Well, thank you. Have you listened before?
I've never heard it before.
Well, I'm on every Wednesday
night.
My friend
here in L.A. told me, you know, this is something you recommended to listen to, and I was like, sure, let's check it out.
Okay, you're calling from Phoenix?
I'm highly impressed.
Excuse me?
I said I'm highly impressed.
Thank you. Where are you calling from?
Los Angeles.
Okay, great. What can I do for you, Steve?
Well, listen, I'm listening to the list, and I wish you could get through it, but one thing that I was even discussing with my friend while I'm listening to it was how the difficulty men have in becoming, like dealing with being submissive and being dominated, and whether it's with a man or a female.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that can really make a difference in our relationships if straight men, gay men, whatever, if we have experiences where we're feeling safe in dealing with control issues and stuff with our partner, whoever it is.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you're talking about control issues and submission and dominance, are you talking about sexually or talking about in all aspects of the relationship?
Like just the personality, like what it's like for me to be submissive to another person's will or to give in, not to be so competitive that we're trained to be, and maybe even biologically.
Mm-hmm. I very much agree with you in terms of the fact that I think it's healthy for all of us to know when to assert ourselves and when to surrender, so to speak.
Yes, that's a much better word, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think it's very healthy to have an ebb and flow in any relationship. But I think it's important that it be done in a very respectful way, and use the word controlling. That if you can turn the volume down on the radio in the back.
Oh, sorry.
Because it's coming back through.
I'm doing it right now.
So I think if you can get past the issue of control and the fear of giving up control.
Mm-hmm.
If you can get clearer with the fact that, because you use the word trust, and to me, the essence of this issue is about trust,
mm-hmm.
that there's no need for competition, there's no need for winning or losing, that both parties are in the relationship to support the winning of each other.
Right.
In which case, both of you win.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying?
And that's regardless, like, you know, sexuality, gender, and all of that.
I agree. Yeah, this is irrelevant of whether it's a gay relationship, straight relationship, bi relationship, whatever. The same issue, I think, is there. Where there's respect and where there's trust, everyone comes out a winner.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, and thanks.
Well, thank you. I'll keep listening.
I'm listening to your program often.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Good night.
Bye-bye.
So I want to thank Steve for calling in. It's been great. We had two callers this evening. And I can't emphasize that enough. I mean, even if we close with nothing else tonight, I think it's important that the issue of respect and trust is so important. I think the same thing revolves around what Ruben's issues were in terms of the healing process that he and his wife and that stepson are going to go through. It's important to step back and to remember that there's love, and that trust and respect are of the utmost. And the only way that's built is through honesty, through telling the truth. And to me, honesty is the essence of building love and trust, understanding, and a healthy relationship. And again, that gets back to tell the truth faster. It's the focus and purpose of everything we're talking about here on the show and that we talk about every week. And one way, and one of the only ways to do that, is to really take a look at your own issues, where your self-esteem sits, what your fears are about making that connection, about getting back to that natural state of being where it's easy, where it's pleasurable, where it's joyful, and that everything is not centered around you, but on a give and a take, listening and speaking, that your ego doesn't get in the way, that your head doesn't get in the way, that you learn really what it's like to listen with the heart. And even Bethany Marshall ends her article, which I'll get to the rest of on another show. She says, in the final analysis, unwillingness to understand conflicts and to seek help in resolving issues is the only problem that truly dooms finding or maintaining a potentially good relationship. In mature relationships, partners confront problems and work through them, and their love and loyalty broadens and deepens over time. Mutual willingness to patiently observe, self-reflect, and change offers the potential for all relationships to succeed. And I couldn't think of a better thought to end on tonight's program. I want to thank Steve and Ruben for calling in. I want to thank the rest of you that are out there listening. If you want to get in touch with me, the website for the show, tellthetruthfaster.com, and you can email me there if you have any other questions or comments about the show. And all 52 of my past shows, this is my 53rd show, 1 year I've been doing it, 52 of my past shows are all in the archives. You can listen to any of the topics that I've been doing over the last year. They're all there, and I'd love to get your comments and your response and suggestions. Thanks for listening. Tune in next week to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altshuler.
Tell the Truth Faster, hosted by Stuart Altshuler, is broadcast live.